This is Best of All. Starring tonight, Mimi Benzel, Thomas Hayward, Robert Merrill, Skitch Henderson in the orchestra, and the music of Jerome Kern. National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the American Heart Association, presents Best of All. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking as we bring you another in a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the fields of musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. Tonight we salute Jerome Kern, whose music has a permanent place in the hearts of millions. And in tribute to those hearts tonight on the eve of Heart Month, we salute the opening of the American Heart Association's 1955 Heart Fund campaign. Yes, to Jerome Kern, whose birthday was observed last Thursday, and to his undying music, his truly great talent, we devote this Best of All program. Here is Thomas Hayward to sing Just the Way You Look Tonight, the song that won an Oscar for the Best Film Song of 1936.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but your love, your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness bearing my fear apart, and that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Love me, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight, just the way.
Speaking for the American Heart Association, here is Thomas Hayward.
Tonight's program has a twofold purpose. As you know, it is a tribute to the gifted American composer, Jerome Kern. But it also is a tribute to the dedicated medical scientists who are fighting the affliction that took him from us, heart disease. The month-long Heart Fund campaign that begins tomorrow is a reminder to each one of us from the American Heart Association that this fight against heart disease is everybody's fight. With 10 million people afflicted, diseases of the heart and blood vessels still constitute America's most serious health problem, causing more disability and death than all other diseases combined. But medical science has made tremendous advances against the heart diseases in just a few short years, thanks to your aid. The future holds even more progress in the battle to save hearts. Remember, when you help your heart fund, you help your heart.
Thank you, Mr. Hayward. Now, lovely Mimi Benzel sings one of the well-remembered selections from Jerome Kern's Roberta, The Touch of Your Hand. In 1927, Showboat came to life. It had everything. A great book by Edna Ferber, a great score by Jerome Kern, a great cast. There's scarcely a song that has not become a classic. And certainly near the top of the list would be the selection Robert Merrill sings now. You Are Love.
Forever true. You
Again from Showboat, the classic Kern song, Why Do I Love You?, sung by Mimi Denzel and Thomas Hayward. Listening to Best of All, presented tonight by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the American Heart Association. On this Best of All program, we salute one of our most talented and prolific American composers, Jerome Kern. Our stars are Mimi Benzel, Thomas Hayward, and Robert Merrill, with the orchestra directed by Skitch Henderson. Part two will follow after a pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight's special tribute to Jerome Kern is presented in cooperation with the American Heart Association and marks the opening of the 1955 Heart Fund campaign, which begins tomorrow. Now with part two of our salute to one of America's most gifted composers, Skitch Henderson at the Steinway conducts the orchestra in Jerome Kern's Waltz in Swing Time. Ladies and gentlemen, here to speak to us on the eve of Heart Month is the president of the American Heart Association, Dr. E. Coles Andrus.
The beautiful music to which we are listening tonight perpetuates for all of us the name of Jerome Kern. As one of the gifted artists of this century, Kern, had he lived to full life expectancy, would have further enriched this nation's musical heritage. But heart disease, in 1945, claimed another victim. All of the arts and professions, all walks of life, have suffered a terrible toll in disability and death caused by diseases of the heart and blood vessels. No one is immune. Yet, it is encouraging to know that medical science is making steady progress toward the eventual control of this number one public health enemy. In the 10 years since Jerome Kern's death, there have been remarkable advances in the prevention, diagnosis, and even cure of heart disease. The American Heart Association is dedicated to this continuing fight through medical research, education, and community heart programs. With your all-out support of the Heart Fund campaign, we are confident that the years ahead will bring new and improved safeguards against the diseases which now affect the hearts of so many millions. As our medical scientists work ceaselessly to save hearts and lives, remember, when you help your heart fund, you help your heart.
Thank you, Dr. Andrus. Back in 1914, if you went to see Jerome Kern's musical, The Girl from Utah, you probably came away singing one of the hit songs from that show. They Didn't Believe Me. Recreated for us now by Thomas Hayward.
And when I told them beautiful you are, they didn't believe me, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class. Thank you.
certainly am going to tell them that I'm the boy whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world
In 1934, 2 years after Music in the Air opened on Broadway, Jerome Kern left New York in answer to one of many offers from Hollywood. For the next 11 years, he turned his great talent to a new medium, and through motion pictures delighted millions who might never have had the chance to see and enjoy his work on the Broadway stage. For example, one of his first pictures in Hollywood was again Music in the Air. From both the stage show and the motion picture, we hear I've Told Every Little Star. Our soloist is Mimi Benzel.
I make up things to say on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven, I find things to say. I can write poems too. If I don't speak it.
Jerome Kern arrived in Hollywood during the Golden Age. Some talented people were at work, and evidence of their talent and devotion to their medium could be seen in the movie houses across the country that year. Garbo did Anna Karenina. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers teamed up to make Top Hat. And that was also the year the great picture starring Victor McLaglen appeared, The Informer. Jerome Kern, as usual, was not idle, and his contribution for that year was a movie which starred Lily Pons, Henry Fonda, Eric Bloor, and Lucille Ball. From I Dream Too Much, Skitch Henderson conducts the orchestra in Jockey on the Carousel. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra playing Jockey on the Carousel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an old friend, Robert Merrill.
Ken, before I make way for the next Jerome Kern melody, there's a word or two I'd like to say about Iron Curtains.
Politics, Mr. Merrill?
No, Ken. I mean the Iron Curtain which forms a wall of fear and misconception surrounding heart disease. A wall which the American Heart Association and its affiliated heart associations seek to tear down. A long time ago, another gentleman associated with the theater wrote that to fear the worst oft cures the worst. Well, with all due respect to Will Shakespeare, to fear the worst about the disease of the heart is as far from a cure as the witch doctor's rattle is from today's scientific laboratories. Perhaps we smile at a primitive medicine man wearing charms and painted against evil spirits. But those among us who help spread fears and fables about heart disease are putting ourselves in that category. Now, the earnest and the dedicated task of the American Heart Association is to tell the truth about heart disease. Truths such as this. Some forms of heart disease can be prevented. A few can be cured. Or this. Heart attacks are not always fatal. And this. Former heart patients can and do work often at the same job. The truth about heart disease is something we should all know. For as we have heard, no heart is immune. So learn the facts and help your heart association help medical science develop new methods of preventing and curing mankind's greatest health enemy, diseases of the heart and blood vessels. To put it in simple words, when you help your heart fund, you help your heart.
Thank you, Robert Merrill.
There's practically nothing I can say about our next selection that has not already been said. Let's merely reaffirm what others have already stated. It's a masterpiece. It has captured audiences from the first time it was heard. Here is Robert Merrill to sing Old Man River.
Sunset, getting no rest till the judgment. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dismay the white horse crowd. Bend your knee and bow your head and pull that rope until you're through. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man's home. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something. I don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant potatoes, he don't plant cotton, but damn that plant of his soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Back in the early 1900s in New York City, a quiet, studious young man took a job in his father's furniture store. The young man wasn't especially happy about the job because what he really wanted to do was write music. One day, the young man was sent by his father to buy two pianos. But preoccupied with a melody that kept turning through his mind, the young man didn't pay all the attention he should have to his assignment. The result was that when the order was delivered, there arrived not two pianos, but 200. Thus ending the career of a clerk in a furniture store and starting the career of one of the most gifted composers of modern times. Many, many years later, in December of 1945, his own countrymen and men everywhere who loved music mourned the passing of Jerome Kearns, a victim of heart disease. At that time, the New York Herald Tribune put it this way. Our guess, said the Tribune, is that the songs Kearns wrote will live for a long time. Genius is surely not too extravagant a word for him. He will be mourned by all those whose lives he has somehow enriched. He left us rare treasures. Here are Mimi Benzel and Thomas Hayward to sing one of the most beloved of those treasures, Make Believe.
The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see.
And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality.
Lord, may believe I love you. Only may believe that you love me.
In 1945, people all over the country were flocking to the motion picture theaters to see a new movie, and its title was Till the Clouds Roll By. And the advance advertising promised it would be the mammoth musical of Jerome Kern's dramatic life story. The truth is, the drama in Kern's life was not in his life itself, but in his music. He was a small, bespectacled, mild-mannered man who might have been mistaken for a professor or a businessman. Not at all the person you would have expected to see after hearing his glamorous, dramatic, and exciting music. Those were the qualities that came out in his work. And now, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart. It's wonderful to hear you talk about Mr. Kern like that. You know, a lot of fine things have been said about Mr. Jerome Kern throughout the years. Actually, the most valid tribute to a composer, I suppose, is to play his music, which we've done tonight. Mr. Kern's music will be played for a long, long time to come. I'm happy to have had him as one of my friends. And as a musician, I've been doubly proud to be able to participate in tonight's program, and I'm certain that I speak not only for the orchestra, but all of the cast. Isn't that right, Mimi?
That's right, Skitch. We're all proud to have been asked to sing Jerome Kern's music.
And I assure you, Miss Denzel, it's been our pleasure.
Before I say goodnight, I'd like to remind everyone again that tomorrow marks the beginning of Heart Month and the 1955 Heart Fund campaign. One Sunday during the month, February 20th, has been designated as Heart Sunday, a special day for you to remember the vital work of your heart association. Don't forget that your heart works for you every second of every hour of your life. To safeguard your heart and the hearts of those you love, know the facts about heart disease and the work that medical science is doing to save hearts and lives.
Ever-expanding heart research, new and improved methods of treatment and prevention, dramatic new heart surgery are all great steps forward in the battle against heart disease. But this is a costly battle and needs the help of everyone. During February, Heart Month, support the nationwide Heart Fund campaign in your community. Make your gift a generous one. Send a contribution to your local heart association or to HEART, care of your post office. And finally, you'll see these words on posters and on television, in magazines and newspapers, and you'll hear them often on the radio this month. But listen to them right now and bear them in mind, for they're good words to take to your heart. When you help your heart fund, you help your heart. National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the American Heart Association.